Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, June 20th.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yeah, wasn't it Friday yesterday like you told me? It seems like the week is just flying by, huh?
It has. Yeah, it's flown by. It's been a really quick week.
Yeah.
I was just saying that it seemed like yesterday that it was last Friday.
That's true. That's true. Our life is just flying by. We're getting older faster. It's probably something in physics, you know. Maybe time has started moving faster or something.
Maybe. And time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
I guess it is, yeah. Having a lot of fun. I'm sure you getting ready to move and everything, huh? That's a lot of fun.
It's been exhausting. I'm just excited it's Friday and excited the week's over. And I'm moving tomorrow, so I'm just glad to be moving and just get moved in and get unpacked, where everything is.
Right.
I'm glad it's Friday. It's just been one of those. Well, I feel like it's been one of those weeks for the past 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of, it's been a long three. It's been a fast, I guess, because it seems like yesterday that it was last Friday, but just seems like it's been a long.
Yeah,
long,
you've accomplished a lot, maybe.
Maybe. I hope so.
That time.
I hope so.
How long were you living at this place?
It's been a year.
A year already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I moved last. Well, I graduated last May, and then I think it's just been a year.
Oh, so that's the first place you moved into, right?
Yeah, this is the first place I lived, yeah.
Okay, so you lived there since you moved here.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I like it here, but I'm excited to move to the beach.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's going to motivate me to work out.
Yeah.
I know it is. So that's a very good thing.
Yeah. Anything that can help, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Awesome.
I'm excited just for the change and, but like I said, just to get moved in.
It is. It is different when you live, move to a different place, you know, it's like everything's different.
Yeah, and getting used to like the corner store and the grocery store and all those things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here there's a mall right across the street.
Right.
It's great. But I'm still going to be here every day
because
I work up here. So it's not that much of a change.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Our guest is missing in action, and I don't know where he is. I mean, I'm thinking, did I give him the new address? Because he used to know us at the old address, but I'm sure I sent him the new address. But I mean, if I hadn't, by now we would have heard from him.
You know?
So he'll probably come in any minute. You know, I mean, we all know traffic in LA and how everybody uses that as the reason for being late. So we expect this, and you know, hopefully he'll show up in time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going on. Oh, so today I'm going to that accent reduction class.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the reason I thought about it is because I got a catalog from Valley College here that have like summer classes, and one of them was like. Was titled American Accent for Actors. And I thought, this sounds interesting, so I'll go. It was like $80 for the whole, you know, 8 weeks or something. You know,
oh, wow.
I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. But it turned out that it's at night when I work the other station.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't be able to show up. So I looked up the instructor online, and I found him. He's in Hollywood, and I had him listen to the show. I said, you know, listen to my accent. Let me know what I can do. And he says, yeah, you know, I mean, it's easy. You know, we can.
Yeah.
I hope it's easy, Charlotte, because, my God, you know, having to start again, paying attention to every word you say
is hard.
Well,
I remember because the other day when you said that you were about the, you know, and you were really thinking about it. It's the worst thinking than I said about like and. when you have to think about what you're saying and the way you're saying things,
right,
it takes a lot of energy.
It does.
It's like really wears you down.
Especially like, when you have to plan the show anyway. You got to keep it moving along.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. So I'll have to practice on people when I'm not on the air. You know?
That might be fun though.
Yeah, like a I know.
Something different.
I know. That's why I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. All I can tell you is as you get older, it's harder to pick up languages and maybe accent too. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that I know people, somebody said that if you learn a new language before you're 13, then you're not going to have an accent. But anything after that. So I came here at 16 and God knows I've tried really hard, but it's just,
that's
you know,
funny.
But I got to tell you why, you know, and people are saying, no, don't change it, you know, and stuff because it's unique. The problem is this, is that when you have a foreign accent, people always ask you, where are you from?
Yeah.
And, you know, for the most part, it doesn't bother me, you know. I mean, I'm proud to be from Israel and everything. That's not the point. The point is I've lived most of my life here. I'm totally an American. And so I feel like people shouldn't have to ask me where I'm from. I'm
right.
from here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm American. I feel American.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd like to sound like one, too, so people don't ask me where the hell I'm from.
No, it can get annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when I waitress. I think I probably get asked where I'm from about 40 times.
Million in times.
One night.
And Australia and South Africa and
Are
all that
Boston?
Stuff. Are
you from
Boston?
Like, that's the one
Boston?
I get the most.
Really?
I get Boston the most.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Right.
And then it's either Australia or South Africa.
Right.
I'm like, you obviously haven't heard a South African talk. So
right.
Nothing like South
nothing,
African.
Nothing like British
no.
at all, man. To the untrained ear, it sounds similar. But I lived in South Africa for a year, and I can tell you the accent is totally different.
It's totally different, yeah.
Right.
But no one ever guesses England. But then...
Yeah.
But it's
you
like
see, to me, it's like I always take the chance that that's the first thing I say is England. Because it's like the most obvious, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny because you've tried to get rid of your accent. I
right.
haven't tried to get
right.
rid of mine.
Right.
And mine's kind of lost somewhere.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to because, I mean, English is your first language anyway, you know,
yeah.
so it doesn't make a difference, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you know, I mean, it's just accepted that English can be spoken in different accents
right.
too, you know, depending where you're from. In fact, in America, they love British accent,
mm-hmm.
you know, so...
Yeah.
I think it's so you don't have anything to worry about.
Do you
know.
Still speak fluent Israeli?
Hebrew, yes.
Hebrew.
Yes.
What's Israeli?
Israeli is the nationality.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's like you're saying I'm from Israel, I'm Israeli. And but I speak Hebrew, you know.
And I didn't
just
know
like
that.
You're American and you speak English.
Oh dear.
It's okay,
well,
now
you
know. We learn new things every day.
Do you
day,
still
you
speak fluent
Hebrew?
Hebrew?
Yes, I do.
Wow, that's
I
cool.
Do, definitely.
Do you practice it a
with
lot?
The family and stuff? I don't
oh,
have to
good.
Practice, yeah. I can still write it. I can read
wow.
it. I can, yeah. Because that's my mother tongue.
Right.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
I always spoke it. So, but, you know, as far as like I think in English most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and it really depends also, you know, if I'm around like a lot of Israelis and speaking Hebrew, then I think it'll affect my accent right after,
right.
you know.
So you do think in English?
Yeah, I do most of the time.
Because I always wonder that. When
yeah, most of the time I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm, that's
so
interesting.
I know. And many times I'll think in both languages. I'll think the same sentence in mixed words, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that happens a lot to people. In fact, when
that's
you talk
crazy.
To people, yeah, because we develop like sort of a new language here because you mix it up. You learn some terms here in English that you didn't know in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Especially like new computer terms and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in Israel, they have Hebrew words for them, but most people still use the English words for them.
Oh.
When people are here, for example, so words like mortgage, application, appointment, things like that, people are accustomed to saying that in English here, even when they speak Hebrew. So
oh,
it's pretty
cool.
funny, yeah.
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 That
so,
is interesting.
I know. They say mall in English and all these things, you know. So, but common words, no. You know,
mm-hmm.
common words are pretty widely used in Hebrew.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it depends, I guess.
So you're going that, are you doing multiple sessions or are you just doing?
Probably. I'll probably need multiple sessions. We'll
yeah.
see what he says, but I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure I will. And I think they just show you where to put your tongue and things like that. And even though I've read about it a million times, I don't do it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
wait, there's different places to put your tongue?
Yeah, like, you know, in English, like when you say T and D and stuff like that, the tongue goes right between the upper teeth and the gums. You know, in other languages, it goes in different places. Huh. Yeah, it can go on the top of the, like L, for example, right? L.
That, I'm doing this with my mouth right now.
Right. L hits the between the teeth and the gums, but in other languages it would be like L or something, you know, where it's like really your tongue touches the roof of your mouth. You see things like this, that's what they teach you. So imagine having to think about all that.
Yeah, that's intense.
It is, when you're used to doing it differently all your life.
Wow.
So we'll see.
T.
That's the thing is that, you know, when they teach you a language overseas, they don't necessarily teach you the accent. So the teacher would use their own accent, you know, and then you learn to speak like they do.
Right. Yeah, completely.
Like the funny thing when people told us they listened from Japan, do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're saying, oh, we're learning English from Sam. I'm going, oh, my God. They're all going to speak English with a Hebrew accent. So, yeah, you know, so that's what happens. So I had to learn the accent on my own. I always was really into American music and movies and stuff like that. So you start imitating.
When you came to America, did you speak any English?
Yes, I did. Quite a bit. In fact, they start teaching you English at fifth grade in Israel, believe, at least back then. So by the time I was 16, I spoke it pretty well. I also, you know, I just loved the language. So I'd always read in English. You know what I liked was Mad Magazine. Have you seen Mad Magazine?
I haven't, no.
It's like the funniest thing. You got to pick one up. It's an illustrated funny magazine. So it's like a lot of comics and cartoons in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's jokes and funny things. They do parodies on movies and that. So it's sort of like a national item that Americans know about.
Oh, okay.
So I remember they would have it in Israel, and I would buy that and learn. I just enjoyed the humor and everything,
very cool.
Learning the language, but I mostly learned the slang from it because they don't teach you slang in school.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of words I learned from just from reading Mad Magazine or books or things like that. So, yeah, but the best way to learn a language is just to speak it, be around people that speak it all the
time. Definitely, yeah.
But I did know English when I came here, so I went to high school right away. And it was hard, you know. I mean, it's one thing to learn it in your home country, but it's another when you come to an English-speaking country, everybody speaks the same except you.
Yeah,
definitely. So that's why I always had this thing where I want to sound like everybody else. I don't want to stand out, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So... yeah,
definitely.
People still keep coming in here.
Know.
You know, it's
so
like
a
train station. The show next door usually has 20-25 people. He does a 2-hour show and he invites so many people.
Yeah,
but it's fun, you know. I mean,
it is fun.
It doesn't bother me. It used to. It used to because it takes over the station.
Yeah,
but now we have a bigger place and it can accommodate all these people.
Yeah, so, definitely.
So it's cool. But our guest is still missing in action. I have a feeling he's not going to show up. That's very unlike him. If I know him, very sharp person, eloquent. I don't know. Something must have happened. Not even text or anything. So that's unusual. We'll see what happens. I sure hope he didn't think it was next Friday. No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? So, you know what I saw on Facebook? This thing went viral. I forgot what they call it, but this guy stands on this contraption that pushes water out. So it's like you go in the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a hovercraft, like a jetpack or something. So he can like... fly in the air with this thing.
I've seen these.
Have you seen
it? I want to do it so bad. It looks so much fun.
But how do you keep yourself balanced on something like this?
I think it's hard.
Yeah, I think it's very hard. You know, I mean, it's worth a skateboard because... And imagine the strain on your ankles and your legs and stuff.
And you have to
you know?
Stay super rigid. And
right. But yet he's doing like somersaults and jumping in the air. You did in the water.
I haven't seen that one. I've only seen the ones that go straight up.
Oh, okay. Well, no, this thing is like it's connected with a hose so it can push water in all the time. And then it shoots jets of water from underneath. So that's what pushes it up. Almost like Iron Man or something, you know. So... it looks like a lot of fun. And the guy was really in control of it. He was like climbing like 30 feet or something and then diving into the water.
Wow.
It was just amazing
that
to me.
That sounds fun.
To see that. Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like really cool.
It looks like really hard though. I don't even see how you can learn to be on something like that.
Yeah, I don't know why you can do that or what it's called, but I really want to do it.
Yeah, I know. I forget what it's called.
It looks so much fun.
I know. But on Facebook, they have it a lot. So I wanted to write down what it's called and I forgot. But I guess some kind of water sport. I don't know what it is. But I guess, you know, balancing is probably a lot like a skateboard or something, you know, or like skis.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
But you have to stay super.
But the man shoots himself up like a rocket.
It kind of looks like a robot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks super cool.
It's amazing. And yeah, it only looks like a skateboard with two water jets coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. I want to try it.
I know. That was so cool.
I saw one on Facebook that it's Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. They were coming out of a restaurant. Oh, no, it's not loading. They were coming out of a restaurant. There was a bunch of paparazzi, and they didn't want to be captured. So they put they had like pieces of paper kind of covering their faces. And I can't read it exactly because it hasn't loaded. But it basically says instead of. Oh, it's right here. Okay, let me read it.
No, that's Emma Stone and who?
Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
It says, okay, good morning. We are eating and saw a group of guys with cameras outside and we thought, let's try this again. I guess they've done it before.
Right.
We don't need the attention, but these wonderful organizations do. And then on the other post, on the other, it's like note cards, they listed Youth Men to Ring, Autism Speaks, WWO.
So they listed like charities.
They listed charities, yeah, that the camera should go to capture.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's such a cool thing to do to raise awareness and say we don't need to be like filmed and taken photos of. You should be capturing someone else.
Right.
I was like, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Emma Stone is really hot. I like her.
I like her too.
She was in that gangster squad and she played such a great role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's the boyfriend,
Andrew Garfield?
Do you know who he is?
I'm guessing maybe he's an actor too.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
They always date in the industry.
Yeah, right.
Like it's porn stars.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to, you know, because otherwise you come into a life where one is like really famous and gets all the attention and you wouldn't.
And you're not,
That'd be hard. But I understand also if they're both in the entertainment industry, there's still a lot of jealousy sometimes, you know, if someone does well and the other one doesn't.
Definitely. And especially when the female is more successful than the male.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think males can
deal with it very well. I know. Well, coincidentally.
He's a dancer.
Oh, he's a dancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, then maybe he's gay. Maybe they're just pretending.
No, they're together, I think.
Really?
But
How many straight guys are dancers? I don't know.
He has dual citizenship.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. No, where did I just get dancer from? Now it says he's an actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably an actor.
I don't know where if he's a dancer,
he's gay. And she wouldn't be with him.
Maybe probably. He was Spider-Man because he has Spider-Man, a picture of Spider-Man.
Oh, maybe that's
him.
So
if
him.
It was,
yeah.
We should probably have known that. Exactly. Well, I should have known that.
Yeah, well, we don't go to the movies that much. But, you know, you're talking about the double standard, you know, with men and women and stuff. This story caught my attention because, I mean, this is 2014 and you're talking about Japan, which is a relatively progressive country, modern country, and yet still you see the way they treat women. So they have an assemblywoman there who was heckled as she was talking in front of their Congress and simply because she was a woman, and they shout things to her like,
oh boy.
Yeah, they urge her to, you should get married or something, you know, in the middle of her speech. And then she was like in tears, and they told, you know, there was an outburst, can you even bear a child? And that made her cry, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, so why would they do that, you know, unless they felt really threatened by this woman, you know? And, I mean, here it would people would be outraged.
Exactly, but it kind of is that feeling where, and I mean, when you're little and in kindergarten or whatever, high school, and the guy picks on the girl, it's only because they like them and they, right. You know, it's the feeling that they are kind of threatened and they want their attention. Right. And I feel like that, I mean, why would you say that?
Yeah. And terrible. I mean, this was in front of, you know, and it wasn't just one person that shouted these things. So you can tell that, wow. Yeah, the way they treat their women is just disgusting. And it's still like that. I know that. Although, you know, I mean, that's the thing. In their culture, it's probably just fine. But you realize that when we look at it, it's totally appalling to hear of things like this.
Completely.
If someone yelled this to my mother or to my daughter or something, I would be furious.
Yes, completely.
You know, and this is not something they would shout at a man. You know, and what if she did have trouble bearing children? What does that have to do with anything? And why would you have to throw it in
exactly,
her face?
Exactly, and it's such a sensitive subject. I mean, it's like weight with women and a bunch of other things. It's just you don't say that. You don't say anything.
Yeah.
You just don't. There's just rules. That, yes. There's things you just don't talk about. And I
especially
mean, bearing children is just obviously one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you can't, then how hurtful is that?
Right.
Well, whether you can or you can't, it's still.
Right.
What has it got to do with anything?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to call her to get married, I mean, this is like 2014, man. I don't care. You know, Japan wants to be considered a modern country. They should treat their women as such.
Yeah.
And not like Islamic countries. And that's pretty much the way they treat them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
I
know?
Agree with you.
And I think women contribute so much to the world. And I, you know, like I said, I think if women led the world, there would be less war, less hatred, probably. You know, I mean, I'm not being naive about it. Women can be catty, too. But that's not the point. The point is women do not generally look for war. They look for resolution.
Yes.
You know.
I agree
so,
with you.
So, yeah. So I think this was pathetic. And it just shows fear on the men's part, I think.
Completely.
You know.
And speaking about war, 7 Ukrainian troops were killed overnight. It just came out like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or an hour ago. As clashes between the government forces and pro-Russian rebels flared ahead of a publication of a presidential peace plan. Right.
There's a lot going on there in the Ukraine, you know.
And,
it seems like old news by now. I don't even follow it anymore because...
I know, it's almost like every day there's people dying. But
yeah, you know, and trying to fight terrible. The Russians, and the Russians are doing whatever they want. Mm-hmm. They don't really care. And that's what happens, you know. But the situation in Iraq is pretty grave now, and I don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
And there's a lot of controversy at the top about what we should have done. And
well, something has to happen now because of the people that are the Americans in the embassy.
Right.
Something has to happen to.
Yeah. Plus, you know, we can't just let it go because we fought there for 10 years.
Yeah.
To create a democracy, and then we left it with a government that's not strong enough, and that's what's happening.
Right.
So you get all these fundamentalists and all these Islamists trying to create an Islamic state, and they'll probably succeed if nothing happens, if nobody does anything, because the Iraqi army is very weak. They're not trained for this.
Right.
And so to have left them like this, I know that. We wanted to leave there and get out of there. But if you already invested 10 years, why would you not make sure that you're leaving a strong place behind? Because everybody knew it. I mean, look, it's like people like us knew that a vacuum is going to happen when we leave there and there's going to be problems. So you want to tell me our leadership didn't see that coming?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it threatens a lot of interests, American interests in the Middle East. So, you know, you don't want to see that. And, you know, incidentally... If you noticed, countries that have had dictators for many years have been very stable.
Mm-hmm.
Libya, Syria, Egypt. you know, these places have been rather stable. And then when the Arab Spring came and they all wanted democracy, all these places collapsed.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why I think. It's because they're not, they don't know what democracy is. They need to be led and held with a strong arm.
Yeah.
Because that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Saddam wouldn't let anybody get away with anything.
Yeah, they're still somewhat behind the times.
Right.
Yeah.
So they need, yeah, so in order to become democratic, you have to go through a lot of transition. But all I'm saying is maybe some people need to be ruled by a strong arm, mm-hmm. you know, by a dictator or something that can tell them, this is what you can do, this is what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people will tell you in Iraq now that they were a lot happier when Saddam Hussein was there because they knew what their place was. And many places, people succeeded.
Which is
they made
so
money.
Sad.
Yeah. So it's just for us, you know, that we felt he was not the right leader and everything, and we intervened, and now look what happened.
Yeah.
So. That's what happens
totally.
When you move the shit, like they say, you know?
Yeah.
Like dog shit sits there and it dries and it doesn't smell. The moment you move it, starts smelling again, you know? Yeah, so.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, I know. That's a Hebrew one. So I tried to literally translate it, you know?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's a good analogy, right?
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah. Wow, so I'm really worried about our guest now. I wonder what happened. If there was a misunderstanding, I'll totally be irritated because it can't. I mean, yeah, I was sure he's coming today. It was for sure that he's coming today.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So I don't know, but I never say anything bad because you never know what might happen and
right.
what reason or excuse they might have. You never know. But it is rather irritating because I see that quite a bit here on the station where for other shows too, the guests are either late or they don't show up. And, you know, I mean, it's really like, you know, a show is planned around you.
Right.
You got to show a little more responsibility than that.
Definitely.
But I don't know.
Have you seen the photo on, I've seen it on Facebook a bunch of times, of an inmate, his mugshot. I mean, I don't think he's very good looking. He's not at all. But I guess a lot of, it's in San Francisco, I guess a lot of people do. And people are raising, like ladies are raising money for his bail.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they want to marry him or something?
Because they think he's good looking. He has like these really blue eyes. Uh-huh. But to me, he looks so scary.
Really?
Like, so scary. His eyes.
Oh, I see this guy. Super hot guy has one tragic flaw.
Yeah.
Wow. He is pretty good looking.
Really?
No?
Oh, yeah. I think he's scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his eyes are pretty scary, I guess. But,
it's like gone completely viral. He even has
so
his
what
own
is
Facebook
he like,
page.
So is he in for murder?
It's a mugshot. Arrested Wednesday on 5 weapon charges and 1 gang charge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks pretty scary.
He looks mixed, like a black guy with blue eyes.
Yeah.
And he's got light skin.
He has 33,000 likes on his Facebook page.
Wow.
That if people...
That shows you how crazy our society is. Everybody becomes
really
a celebrity,
does.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is a convicted felon, and people are raising money and starting a Facebook page for him because
right.
they think he's good-looking.
The way he looks.
It's like, that's insane. Insane. And I don't know if that... Is that a tattoo by his eye, like a teardrop tattoo?
It does look like it, huh? I'm looking at a small
don't
picture.
Don't those mean...
Yes. Gang.
Yeah.
I think it's gang stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has, 33,000 likes, 10,400 comments, and it's been shared over 3,000 times.
Jeez,
and it's like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a convicted felon, and people are sharing his photo.
There you go. So when they say women don't do stupid things, well, there's an example.
There we go. People do.
And the funny thing is he may end up being gay or something.
I know, right? Or a murderer. Who knows?
Yeah.
But his bond is set at $900,000.
Wow. So he must have... So just
so he
must
have
possessing
done something
weapons?
Pretty bad.
Yeah. I can't imagine that's just for possessing weapons without doing anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I found that crazy.
Yeah. I know. There's some crazy headlines here. Man falls 30,000. No, I'm sorry. Man falls 3,000 feet into Alps cave.
Oh, boy.
In the Alps. Wow. Does he live? I don't know. It's in video. So I usually
wow,
don't.
Wow, that just that doesn't go into sound the video good.
Stories. Yeah.
That
I
doesn't
know.
Sound good at all.
No. I mean, but why do these people do this, you know? Why do they have to climb mountains and risk so much?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, so it's exhilarating. You know what? There's a lot of exhilarating things in life.
That's true.
You don't have to risk your life to do these things.
But then all the exhilarating things, I mean, skydiving.
Right.
They're all kind of... They're all, risking your life.
They are the extreme sports, right?
You know, I just really want to go parasailing. I've been wanting to go for so long. That's the only really extreme, and I don't even know if parasailing, does that even count as an extreme
Probably
sport?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. I've been wanting to go for so long.
Then go, jumping you're out near the beach. You
I know,
go.
But I've been, this time last year when my parents were over, we were supposed to go, everything fell through, didn't end up going. My mom came to visit. We planned, we booked, they canceled. This is in January. And I feel like it's just someone telling me I shouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know? Like telling me, just don't do it. Something bad will happen.
Oh,
but
no.
But I really want to go.
Yeah. Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
You're just being, you're just looking for excuses now. Nothing bad's going to happen.
I know.
People do it all the time, and it's relatively safe. I mean, you're connected.
And it looks so fun.
I know.
But I want to do it on a hot day where I can just enjoy it. And
right.
Don't have to wear a sweater and be freezing cold.
Right. In Mexico, they do that a lot. I don't know here. I've never seen them do it here, but maybe down
they do
in
it
Redondo
in,
and Huntington.
They do it in Venice Beach. They have it in Newport. They have it in Catalina.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah, they have quite a few.
Okay, good. So you should do that.
Yeah.
You should also go on a Segway, like I told you, you know? You should check those out.
I was
out,
just
man.
About to say that. Yeah. Last Friday, I was in Santa Monica. Me and my boyfriend were there. We were going to go biking. And then all rollerblading.
On the path there.
That we ended up just walking. And all these Segways.
They went
and
by you.
I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
That looks so much fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
So much fun.
And you cover so much more distance than walking, you know. And you hardly have to strain yourself, which is cool. On a hot day, you don't want to work very hard.
Yeah.
But they're the coolest.
You do have
you know?
To kind of use your abs, right, to balance?
No, not your
not?
Abs. No.
Oh, no?
No,
nothing?
You're not balancing. You're not balancing. It balances itself.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to balance
so
or anything.
So you're not going
to
fall?
No, you don't fall at all.
Okay.
Yeah. You just, if you start moving too far back, it'll push itself forward and vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to go.
Yeah.
It looked really fun. And I also saw the other day an electric, it was a skateboard, and the guy had a control in his hand. So it wasn't an electric skateboard. I think he just made it himself, like attached something. And he was controlling the speed through the control in his hand. And I was like, wow, pretty
that
cool.
Like fun,
yeah, huh? Looked like a lot of fun.
Wow. There's so many fun things to do on the beach, you know?
There really are.
Yeah.
There really are.
I like that. And the Segway is it's really not that bad. I think you take it for an hour or 2 hours. I can't remember. It's like $75 a person.
Oh,
or something.
Really?
And they teach you that in 5 minutes. There's nothing to it. Yeah, because like I said, you can't fall on it. You know,
right?
The only times is when you get on and off. You have to learn how to do it
how
right.
How to do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just gets away from you or something, you know. So you always get off next to a wall.
Oh, no, the Segway's gone.
Yeah. So you always get off next to a wall or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where it doesn't go anywhere.
I always feel more scared when there's like a security guard or someone on a Segway.
Uh-huh.
I always just feel a little bit more scared when I'm walking past them when they're on a Segway. So I'm like,
they can
you're
catch
a little
up
bit more important because you have a Segway.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen one in the mall like the.
I'm picturing a movie,
right? The mall cop or something, isn't that
it's
what they
something
call
something
like
that, where they have the people are held hostage.
Yeah,
yeah, we're thinking
like
of the
that.
Same movie.
Wasn't that with Jonah Hill or something? I don't know. It was with someone, one of those funny guys.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't remember what it was called, but that's the,
I think
the
it was
exact
mall cop.
Movie that I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
that's funny. We thought of the same thing.
I know. But it's fun. It lets you cover. So when you go to a small town, when you travel to a new place, mm-hmm. you might want to like actually look up to see where their Segways are and rent one, because you'll cover such a big area.
And it's a better thing to rent than a car, because you're stuck in a car.
Right.
And then you can't walking, see that much. You don't cover that much.
Right.
And
the car, you rent for different reasons, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If you want to go farther.
Yeah.
But this is an alternative to walking or bicycle.
Yeah.
Or skateboard or rollerblades or something. You go in a group. They give you some history on the places that you're seeing and stuff. Like in Santa Barbara, we went and that was fun. And so they show you like different places.
Santa Barbara's a place I haven't been to either.
Really?
It's so close.
You got to go to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while you go there, you should go to Solvang, too. Have you been to Solvang?
No, but I've heard about this place. Yeah. They're like the Dutch town.
Right.
I've heard.
And there's good food there. There's fudge, a lot of fudge. Mm-hmm. They make like, so the streets smell like sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And there's also like vineyards nearby and horseback riding where I went maybe a year ago. We went horseback riding there. It was amazing. So definitely, yeah, take a trip up north. I mean, Santa Barbara is only a couple hours from here.
Yeah.
It's not that far. But it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different, yeah.
Yeah, I need to.
It's a really cool place. Yeah, you need to start traveling more, at least in this area.
Just in this area.
Right.
Yeah, it's just in this area.
Right. Well, yeah, you've been to San Francisco. You've been to San Diego.
Yeah,
so Santa Barbara is the next logical place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's getting married around that area, but it's not till next year, like next May.
Okay.
So a good year away.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be there before that.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
I know. Do you go to Vegas sometimes? Do you like Vegas?
I went there in January, but I was working the CES convention.
Okay.
I'm not a big Vegas person. I would go.
Right. But it's not like your first choice or anything?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I'm the same way. It doesn't do much for me anymore.
Yeah.
I used to like going there, but, you know, I haven't lived there and stuff, knowing that the place can, it used to be nice at one time.
Right.
Excuse me. Now it's too packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been a gambling man anyway.
Yeah.
So what's there to do, you know?
Exactly. I feel like that's the main reason people go to Vegas.
Yeah, you know, like in the middle of the summer, it's too hot. So you can't even be by the pool unless you're in the water all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, all those pool parties and stuff, I mean, it's so damn hot outside.
Right.
So you can't really be outside. But people do that. But, you know, that's what I'm saying for younger people and stuff. You know, you go there, do the pool parties and stuff. It's fun. It can be fun without even going to the casinos. You go to the nightclubs at night and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, to go gambling, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I can't see spending money without getting anything in return.
No,
you know, you work hard for the money.
I know.
You know, you get nothing in return. You just leave it there.
And it's so, you can like lose $500 so quickly.
So quickly. I mean, you might as well.
One chip.
Yeah, you might as well just hand them the money, you know? Yeah, it's like, what's $500 when it's on a chip? But then try to, you know, count it in 20s or something, or see how many things you can buy with $500.
Yeah. And I can buy a lot with $500.
Yeah, I know. Anybody could. So to go and just spend it, and people spend tens of thousands of dollars on this stuff. It's a disease, man. It's a disease to be. I mean, you know, on the one hand, to go and just have fun and say, okay, I'm setting aside $1,000 and I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, you know. But to go there and leave so much money
leave so much money there.
Yeah, you know, because you hope to make more money and then you come back with nothing.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and casinos, yeah, not. You know, they don't do much for me anymore.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I like the slot machines.
Yeah.
Which you really can't lose that much money. I think I had a dream about a slot machine last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have recently about winning a lot of money on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't lose a lot of money on it. Then again, you can't win a lot of money on it. Or you can with those jackpots, but it rarely happens.
I've put in like $5 and won $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've done
cool
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like
to slot me, it machines. Doesn't work. I, you know, I figure slot machines are machines, so they're never going to let you win in the long run, you know, because it's pre-programmed.
Yeah.
And I noticed that in the poker machine when I was, last time I was in Vegas, I was playing the poker machines, and it's, I just.
Fixed.
Yeah, you can tell it's fixed. It lets you win a few times, then it starts eating
then
up all your money.
It takes up all your money.
Right. And yeah, it's always completely. Like that. And I can see it's like I sit there and I start laughing at how obvious it is.
Right.
And, you know, but people still spend the money and do it. So.
Yeah, they do.
Go figure. Wow. So let's see. What
Did
else
you,
is going on?
Have you seen the tornado warnings and the tornadoes in the Midwest?
No.
I can't
remember. No, I've heard there was some warnings.
Nebraska.
Really?
And there were two tornadoes next to each other, which
really?
Is very rare. They were both spinning the same way, which again is very rare. I think they were spinning the same way, or maybe they were spinning opposite. Which the
really?
Very it was very rare what was happening.
Oh wow!
They were both touched down a mile wow. apart, and they just swarmed through all these towns.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow, that's yeah. scary, huh?
Yeah, so yeah. scary. I can't imagine.
I know.
Even seeing a tornado.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I remember the Twister ride when I was little at Universal Studios and I would be so scared, and there was yeah. like the earthquake ride too. It's like, oh my God, if that ever happened. But I couldn't. But seeing these tornadoes on TV, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Insane.
I know. I haven't to live through that. All these natural disasters, man. I was thinking of earthquake this morning too.
And it's yeah. crazy because I mean, the weather is just so weird right now. I mean, the next thing the person said on the news was how hot it was going to be after talking about these tornadoes. And it's like something weird's going on with the atmosphere. And
yeah,
kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, I think those global warming people are onto something.
Yeah.
Even though we try to deny it many times. But
I agree.
They're probably onto something. I mean, things are happening. Definitely the glaciers are melting. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Craziness.
Yeah. Now, how stupid can people get? I have no idea, but I guess this man left. What's this? Is this mine?
I think so.
Okay, but
not
wait
me.
A minute. What page is this that's doing this?
There we go.
What was that? That wasn't you, huh?
That wasn't me, no.
Wow. I don't know where that came from, man. I'm looking, because I have a few pages open.
It might have been one of the, I hate when you have a page open, then right at the bottom, there's like the window that talks to you. And I'm like, where is that coming from?
I know. This is so weird because I didn't just open a page. I mean, I've had these pages open for a while now. So for this to start happening is weird. I don't think it was from my browser. Wow. That was weird. I thought it was coming from you,
no,
from
it wasn't
your
me.
iPad or something. Jeez. I listen to the replay and see what I think. So I started saying this is that a baby was left in the car by his father in a hot car for 8 hours and died, obviously. The dad is charged with murder. This is a two-year-old baby. I mean, 22 months, two-year-old. And the father's 33, charged with felony murder and cruelty to a child. Now, get this. He allegedly forgot to take his son to daycare and left him in the car while he went to work. It probably didn't even occur to him once during those 8 hours that he didn't drop off his son.
Well, that's just a terrible dad.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? It sounds to me like he was on heavy drugs or something, you know, but it doesn't say anything about that. Wow.
How do you not? So in those 8 hours, he didn't once think about his son?
Yeah. It didn't even occur to him that he drove him? Wow.
That's terrible.
Wow. I mean, can you imagine this? You know, I mean, the additional pain. I mean, yeah, he's stupid and everything, but he just lost his son. And I'm sure not deliberately or anything. This was obvious negligence at the worst possible case.
Yeah. But how do you not know that you left your son? I don't know. I find those stories hard to believe, because how do you not remember that you left your son in the car and you didn't take him to work?
Right. No, because what I'm thinking is maybe the mother always takes the son or something, and mm-hmm. then this day the dad did, and didn't remember.
Wow.
But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when you leave the house, don't you plan on, okay, where do I go to first?
But does the wife not call him and say, oh, did he get to daycare okay?
Right, or pick him up, yeah. You know. Why is he in daycare till 4 o'clock? I mean, that's 4:30. That's late. Yeah. From 8:30 to 4:30?
Yeah.
Isn't that late? Isn't that a long day to be in daycare? I don't know. I don't know how many hours people usually, but I can't imagine. Look, this daycare that goes later, but a two-year-old, I can't imagine.
Being in daycare for that
they would,
long.
Yeah, they would let you leave him there for 8 hours. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Jeez, man. I mean, such a cute boy, you know. Wow, and imagine what a slow death that is, too.
Oh, that's you awful. Know?
Yeah.
That's really awful.
Yeah. Well, the Pope is chiming in on recreational drugs. And he says that they should be, he opposes to making recreational drugs legal.
Hmm.
So I guess we're talking about pot and maybe cocaine, things like that. But
oh, wow. The Pope wants to make them legal?
Well, no. He opposes it.
Oh.
Yeah. So he says don't legalize it. It's bad. It's evil.
Oh, don't eat legalize
yeah.
it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I can't imagine him wanting to legalize it.
Right. No. No. I'm sure he wouldn't come out and say it either.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. To me, it doesn't really matter what he has to say. But
does he have that much say in things?
Not really. No, not politically.
Yeah.
No. But he says drug addiction is an evil. Okay, I'll agree with that. And with evil, there can be no yielding or compromise. Okay, so that's an addiction, but not everybody gets addicted to drugs.
It's true.
People can use it. What if someone wants to use it once a month, once a week? I mean, they're not addicted. So mm-hmm. what's wrong with that? But all these leaders have this idea that it's up to them to make the rules for us and tell us how to live. And that's what makes it difficult, I think, to accept about politics and stuff is these people.
The couple people at the top making the decisions for everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, and they jam everything down your throat and you have to go with that. And even in a democracy like ours where portions of the government have to be accountable to others.
Yeah.
You still have that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, people telling you what to do and how to live and all that. But I, for one, apparently, you know, around the world, like Uruguay just legalized marijuana. Jamaica is thinking about it. And, you know, we already have Colorado and Washington, of course. So it's going in that direction. Mm-hmm. I don't think what the Pope says is really going to make a difference.
Yeah. Speaking of Uruguay, they beat England yesterday in the World Cup.
Yeah, I did catch the game when I was buying a hamburger and everybody was watching the screen. So I saw it was Uruguay against England. So they beat them?
Yeah.
So that's the second time England got beaten, right? By Italy too.
Yep.
Wow, they're probably out, aren't they?
I thought they were after two games.
Yeah.
But I heard they're playing one more game.
Yeah, because it probably depends
on... But I don't even think it matters. Even if they win, I don't think they have much chance of getting another game.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Terrible.
That's unusual. I mean, they're such a strong team.
Well, the English team, I mean, I remember, I don't know what World Cup, but I remember wearing my England, like, baseball cap.
Uh-huh.
It was probably around 2000-ish.
Okay.
And Wayne Rooney, Steven Gerrard, the same people were playing then that are still playing now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So how can you play?
Yeah, well, like they're 10, out of shape 15 well, exactly. years later.
Exactly. Like, God. They're too old.
Yeah.
Way too old. Like, all the new teams that all the teams now that are way better than England have a different team every 4 years.
Yeah,
England
younger
still
players.
Has the same team. And yeah, granted, Rooney was the only one that scored yesterday. But still.
Yeah.
It's still the same people every single World Cup that are playing.
Wow.
And it's like, do we not have any more players? Like, do we really not?
Yeah, let's get some of the young ones.
But apparently not. But I think that's why we just aren't very good. Because I just think we don't update the team. And maybe we don't have players to update it. I think we do. But
It's illogical to think they can't find a few good players in the league.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know,
but I think England's pretty much too bad done.
Yeah, I'm sure the fans are pretty...
Oh, my gosh. Facebook yesterday was blowing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the one sport English people are supposed to be good at.
Exactly.
And we can't even get to the second round of the World Cup. It's pretty embarrassing, really.
Imagine the people that actually traveled to Brazil just to...
Oh, my gosh.
To see that.
Just to see them lose.
Yeah. Oh, God, how depressing.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for today. Well, as much as you can, enjoy your weekend since you are moving. It's not very enjoyable, but at least you're going into new things.
Yeah, so new chapter. I'm excited.
Congratulations and good luck with your new chapter in life. I'm glad I'm not saying goodbye to you from the show. Yeah, just make sure you're here on time every morning.
Don't worry, I will be.
I'm sure.
I'm always early. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.